Brandy's really good about talking about what beauty means in the different decades. Like in the 80s, the ugliest woman could be the love interest in a movie. Like
Look
a
at
Muppet looking
Meatballs,
lady in Back
like
to School.
Sigourney Weaver.
Oh yeah.
Sigourney Weaver in Ghostbusters, Bill Murray in Ghostbusters.
Yeah, see,
Right?
I never saw her ever as a sex symbol until Galaxy Quest. She is smoking hot in Galaxy
Well,
Quest.
yeah, I mean, come on.
I
She's
did all over
unreal
my
in that.
TV. I loved
Yeah.
looking at her.
I
Sad thing
set
he's
that
not
one up, you
joking.
knocked it down.
He's got 8 inputs on that TV and he used them all.
Yes. Insert here. Okay.
HDMI. His dick, my input.
Oh,
Are you guys ready to record this whole thing all over again?
I didn't care for it. I didn't buy it.
That seems pretty ridiculous.
I don't even want to think about the possibility of you having your dick out.
Yikes. And
this is the most important thing in the universe. What happened to it? I don't know.
I needed to suck in absolutely every moment of awesomeness.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, geeks of all ages, welcome back to the Geek Legacy Podcast. I'm Justin Cavender, and with me as always is Dave and Randy. Amanda couldn't make it tonight. She went for a hike or some shit and got lost in the woods. Who cares? Doesn't matter. She's not here. You two are. How the hell are you both doing tonight?
I'm super excited. We're days away from Star Wars toys, right? Because they're not here yet.
Ah, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
I'm excited because I was one of the few who managed to score some Star Wars toys.
No, they're a myth. Mm-hmm. You guys were way too nice in your special Star Wars podcast that everyone should go back and listen to.
Yeah, for anybody
I
who
signed
hasn't
something
it out
saying
yet.
That I can't say anything negative about Target.
Yeah,
that's a true story.
You didn't say anything negative at all in the podcast, and it wasn't Target's fault. It was.
Yeah, I'm not blaming Target.
Sounds like you're blaming me and Target.
No, I mean I always blame you, but I'm not blaming Target. I'm blaming,
you know,
crap-looking figures on. I'm basically blaming Disney.
They're an easy target.
Disney, the figures were awesome, and now they're all kind of just meh and understocked.
They're fucking junk. I
they
said.
Are. It's There's like crap. No articulation in anything, and it's total dog shit. I was so disappointed. My figures wouldn't even stand up. I had to put them on like little discs. It was a whole nightmare.
That's a
screw you. Screw you, Disney.
Well,
they look, for only being 5 points of articulation, though, they do look pretty good. I think, like the troopers, they look pretty good.
Are all yours standing up on their own?
Yeah, all mine stand up on their own.
Yeah, I must have got bad ones then, I guess. My Phasma will
Speaking of articulation, we have a guest who can bend all over the place and stand up on her own. Corey from Electric Fan Cave, thank you for joining us tonight. How the hell are you doing today?
I'm great after that wonderful introduction.
You got points for articulation.
I do. I have multiple. So, you know, that's
bendy.
A thing.
Show us everything.
I'm bendy. What's that?
Show us everything that you can do.
I don't know if this is the time or the place for that, but hit me up after the podcast.
Okay. Ooh. We'll do the video one. Geek Legacy After Dark.
We tried that once.
Yeah, we all got fired. It was awful.
People got in trouble, so we had to stop.
It was so bad. We were talking about going bathroom on glass. Coffee.
Did this really happen?
Yes,
yeah.
I swear to God.
Oh, God.
Talking about defecating on glass tables, and people got fired. It was bad.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's impressive. That's going, you know what? I salute that. That's taking it all the way, going big or going home, you guys. I'm for it.
It was bad.
Good.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's not something that you do, but.
No. Let's keep anyone from getting fired tonight.
Yes.
Yeah. Or if you do it, that's cool, too. We'll find out later.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, part of the adventure.
Yes.
Yes.
Speaking of adventure, did you know that they're going to make a Trainspotting 2? What the fuck, man? Horrible.
It's a really seamless transition.
Yes, I thought he was done with the drugs there. I don't understand. Didn't the movie end with Ewan McGregor saying, you know what, I choose life, I'm not going to do drugs? But, of course, we can't trust the word of a junkie.
Junkies are just liars. They just tell you what you want to hear so they can steal your money and, like, molest your children or something like
that. At the end of the movie, doesn't he end up like getting away with a large sum of money or something like that? Doesn't he steal something at the end of that
movie? He's just going to put that in his arm.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just like a movie about recovery now, and he's just like a school teacher somewhere, hanging out.
He found the
like,
train.
He's got a family. It's like Boyhood.
He's a conductor.
Exactly. It's 20 years later now. He's got a son, and his son's on the smack.
And Becky gets out of jail.
Yeah.
And now he's pissed.
Is it 20 years later now?
It was 96, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
I mean, he's a kid in that movie. Ewan McGregor is so young.
Gosh, I haven't watched it in such a long time, but I imagine I would be really thrown off by that. Like, at this point, it's weird when you watch movies like that and you realize everyone in them is, like, 5 or 6 years younger than you are, or, like, 10 years younger than you are now.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
And then he went on to become a Padawan, so you know he was still young, because he had that...
And then a Jedi.
Yeah.
Escalated quickly.
He's a murderer in that movie.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah.
Saves the universe.
Although Darth Maul doesn't die, so technically he's not a murderer. He leaves people for dead. Attempted.
Yeah, attempted murderer.
He's a shitty murderer, is what he is.
He's the worst. Okay. Technically, he failed his training.
Yeah. Good talk.
Yeah. Anyway, so the cast is all on board, right? They're all on board the train?
Yep. The four main leads from Trainspotting, so Ewan McGregor, Ewan Bremmer, Johnny Lee Miller, and Kevin McKidd are all supposedly on board. They just have to work out their schedules. Of course, Johnny Lee Miller and Kevin McKidd are both on active television shows, so they'll have to find a way around that. But Danny Boyle is hot to make this his next film after the Steve Jobs biopic Oscar tour 2015 is over.
Yeah.
Hey, as long as Spud's coming back, I'm gonna watch it.
Mm.
I didn't realize he was making that Steve Jobs movie. I was wondering where's Danny Boyle been.
Yeah, he directed it when Fincher dropped out.
Oh, okay. Yep, I forgot about that whole debacle. I'm excited about Johnny Lee Miller, mostly, because when I was a little kid, I don't know about you guys, you probably had an Angelina Jolie thing. When
Hackers. Came out,
Here's Johnny Lee Miller. Was,
Zero Cool.
That was...
Acid Burn.
Crash Override.
Or a serial guy. I'm a serial killer.
That's good shit. He hacked a Gibson, man.
Yeah.
It's a classic, that's all I'm saying.
It's pretty good. They wear rollerblades all around town.
Yeah,
which is basically what I did at that point.
Yeah. Not me. I'm not much of an inline skater. I'm more of a Razor scooter kind of guy.
Oh, wait, aren't you a little old for the Razor scooter?
You're never too old for a Razor scooter.
I think you are, and I think that age is like 14.
I have a Razor scooter gang. We're called the Wheelies.
What kind of mayhem did the Wheelies cause?
Oh man, you don't even know. We go
not
inside.
Too much because everybody other than Justin has to be in before dark.
we go to the yogurt shop, man.
Yeah. Got the light up wheels.
Yeah, you don't even know. We're bad boys.
You're bad influence.
Yeah, I am.
Does anybody care about a Trainspotting sequel?
Fuck no. I could care less.
I kind of like the first one, but. God, 20 years.
Yeah.
I don't know where they can go after 20 years.
I'd rather watch Slumdog 2. Still slumming.
Still slumming with his millions of rupees. Millionaire!
I don't know. I just don't feel like this movie is one that it finished and you were like, you know, I could really go for more.
Yes.
Like, that was enough.
Over it. In fact, I don't even want to talk about it anymore. Fuck Danny Boyle and fuck Trainspotting 2.
Well, I mean, real quick, I know you don't want to talk about it, but remember Danny Boyle and Ewan McGregor had a huge falling out after Trainspotting came out to where they both called each other useless gits.
Isn't he in the
Wait, they both used the same phrase?
They did, but I was paraphrasing. They probably said, like, they're from across the pond. They probably said, like, bloody and coont and all that fun stuff.
I would have thought cunt before git, but okay.
Damn. He's a right foul git. I was Harry Potter swearing.
Yeah.
I like where your head was at. But why did they have a falling out? Because I don't remember this occurring.
Ewan McGregor was upset at a couple of the scenes, how Danny Boyle cut it, and he thought that he could do a better job as the director, and Danny Boyle said if he could do a better job as director, he should direct. And Ewan McGregor went on to make Star Wars, and then Danny Boyle just made fun of him for making like a blockbuster movie instead of...
Okay.
If he's all about the art, you don't take the paycheck and become Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I do.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck that. I want my motherfucking movie check.
Yeah, amen. Still waiting. Okay, I understand. Thank you.
Are you good? Can we move on now?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Are we done?
I didn't want to hold up this thing.
Sorry, Jeff. You go, Jess.
I'm driving the train.
Are we really going to talk about the Finder?
We want to talk about the Finder.
I just threw that on there for funsies. Yeah, that's our homage to Michael Clark Duncan.
Oh, yeah,
that's how this whole thing started, wasn't it?
Yes, Michael Clark Duncan. He was in line to sing the Spectre theme song.
Yeah. Michael Clark Duncan?
Yes. Didn't work out.
Even though he died years before.
That's okay. He was. He's
still think he'd better be better than Sam Smith.
It was on his bucket list to sing a Bond theme song.
So sad. Yes. So sad.
Yeah.
He had too big of a bucket.
Did anybody even care about the Bond songs anymore?
Fuck no.
Well, it's still a thing. I don't know. The Skyfall one was pretty epic.
Yeah, Skyfall was really good.
They're so long, though. I just want the credits to be over and get to the movie.
Those opening credit sequences are beautiful. When they actually, not all of them do, but when they do incorporate elements into the actual story of the movie, like, I think it was the last one that Pierce Brosnan was in, the one that Madonna did the opening theme song.
Dying the Other Day.
Yeah, and you see him getting, like, tortured and interrogated, and it actually, like, it was relevant to the story, you know? It just wasn't a bunch of naked women dancing in a silhouette against a bunch of psychedelic colors and stuff.
Right.
It was actually, pertinent to the story. So I thought that was kind of cool.
The story. Let's get to it.
Well, the Daniel Craig ones do, too.
There's tradition.
Right. Even Skyfall, like, all of a sudden you saw a farm. It doesn't make sense as you're watching the credits, but by the time the movie's over, then it all kind of makes sense.
Yeah, I think that's kind of fun. At this point, the credits are basically part of the movie.
I'd say spoiling it. Part of it. It's spoiling the movie.
It's like a reverse spoil. If you know how it already ends, then maybe it spoils it. But otherwise,
there's no such thing as spoilers.
I just used that part of the movie to drill the hole in the bottom of my popcorn bucket. That's how I spent those 4 minutes.
Now we're talking.
There you go.
And then I fumble around like, oh, I lost my keys. I can't find that good piece.
And I asked the stranger next to me, like, hey, you want some popcorn?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Fresh buttered.
I was a little slow on the uptake of what was happening there, and now that I got it...
Talk about touching dicks.
Yeah.
Butter-flavored dick.
Well, are you less excited now that you know who's singing it?
Who's singing it?
Yes. Smith? Sam Smith and his butter-flavored...
Is he the Stay With Me guy? Is that him?
Yeah, he's the Stay With Me guy.
Fuck that guy.
No, it's just that kind of music is just so boring. I'm so done with Sam Smith and, Ed Sheeran.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they can have them back across the pond, and I don't want to hear them anymore. It's so boring.
You are not a fan of immigration, I see.
No. No more white British people. They're ruining the radio.
Everything.
Ruining everything.
Ruin everything.
Go back from where you came from is what I'm hearing. I'm hearing you're voting for Trump.
Wow.
That's basically what I'm trying to say right now, is vote for Trump.
Put a fence up on the East Coast. Let's put mines out in the Atlantic.
Exactly. A couple U-boats out there, solve the problem. Bam.
Done.
He's an interesting guy.
Wait, since when did America start employing German U-boats?
It just was the first thing I thought of, was those are deadly, let's put U-boats out there.
She instantly went Nazi, Randy. She
I instantly went suddenly... It was Trump. I don't know. It felt right.
You never go full Nazi.
Yeah. Never. That automatically makes you a villain.
That's how you profile people. You say submarines, you're a good guy. U-boats, it's a rough course to row after that.
Then you're just a shady bastard.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Like a sneak attack.
Mistakes have been made here this
yes.
day.
And it's on recording.
I appreciate that. There haven't been I don't think there's been a single U-boat reference in all 150 some odd episodes of this podcast. So kudos for bringing it up.
I cut out the Nazi talk.
You guys, I am consistently waiting on a chance to reference the movie U-571. So at least I'm partly.
Oh, Bon Jovi's in that movie.
I love that movie.
Yeah, Bon Jovi is in that movie.
That movie.
It's a favorite of mine. Yeah. To be honest.
I wanted to build a replica Enigma machine after watching that movie.
That's do you build replicas of things in general?
Sometimes I do. That? Well, I have a lot of World War II stuff, so I thought that would have looked really cool with a display.
Right on. Yeah. I'm 110% for that. That movie was like life-changing for me. I think it's half the reason I'm super into World War II things in general. And I mean, put Bon Jovi in a movie, like, why did we wait so long?
Moonlight and Valentino, oh my God, it's my favorite. The thing about submarine movies, though, is there's always that scene where people are going to drown, and they got to do the suicide mission, and they got to close the trap. And
it's, is it Smalls who drowns, or is it the other one who drowns? It's Smalls who drowns, right?
Yeah, the little guy, thin arm.
From the Sandlot.
That can reach
Smalls.
Yeah,
Smalls, and it's a sad one. Did you guys see Black Sea, BT-dubs, with Jude Law?
I don't think I did.
Oh, Black Sea, guys. That's a submarine movie.
Oh, okay.
It's a submarine movie with Jude Law. It's very, very stressful. It's from a couple months ago. I recommend it. But anyway, I digress. U-boats, Bon Jovi, whatever. What were we talking about again?
Finder.
The Finder, yeah. I think that's it. Spectre.
Spectre.
Oh, God.
If you like music with a lot of pianos and intermittent singing, he's got a lot of, like, just piano parts where there's no singing. Like, if you were to go on YouTube and watch one of his videos and just, like, skip, there's a good chance that you would skip to a point where there's no singing.
Oh, that's the worst. That's worse than jazz, almost. Doesn't...
No, nothing's worse than jazz.
Hey. Any jazz post-1950 you can talk shit on. Anything, like, 40s and earlier is cool still.
Yeah, I love your big band and swing and things like that.
Yeah,
you know?
That's all under the jazz banner, sort of, still. Sure.
Get rid of all brass. All brass instruments need to be thrown into the sea.
Okay, without brass instruments, we would not have, like, any cinematic scores.
All right, for orchestral purposes. But were we about to talk about Vin Diesel doing the theme song to Spectre? Is that what we're talking about with Vin Diesel? I'm in.
This is what I've heard. Vin Diesel is doing the theme song to Spectre, but he's singing it over Sam Smith.
Nice.
Just so he does his YouTube videos.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. This is a scoop. Geek Legacy.
I think you heard it second, because she already heard it from somewhere else.
No, she made it up. So she...
Oh! I thought you said you heard. Like, you heard from somewhere.
Like Vin Diesel told her.
You heard? You feel me? No,
I
that was
feel
straight.
A thing.
I'm running. Straight my
brain. I pretend I'm blind, and I feel everybody. It's awesome.
I'm going to feel your face.
I don't like
you
that.
You don't know what you look like.
And then I say, oh, you're ugly.
Oh,
what's this thing? You gotta go see a doctor.
Whoa.
Oh, it's your face. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm embarrassing for you.
Oops.
So mean.
Spectre's probably gonna suck anyways.
Probably. It's gonna be the most number one hit new movie ever. What's it competing with? Star Wars?
That indie film?
Go see a Star Wars.
A little bit of Star Wars, a little bit of Hunger Games. What are these movies?
I think Daniel Craig should be in Star Wars and just beat the shit out of everybody.
You know, he is in Star Wars. He's a stormtrooper.
There you go.
In Force Awakens. No joke. He hung out on set one day, and they put him in a stormtrooper uniform so he could say he was in the movie. Completely uncredited.
Awesome.
He's the tall one.
Yeah.
With frosted tips.
The one that walks like a fucking badass. He's got all the Twilight bitches all over him.
Wait. A little bit of a limp from where he got his balls beat in on a chair. And
oh God.
Recovered from that.
What?
I was recovered from that.
I don't think you recover.
Yeah.
I just watched it and I'm not recovered. I can't imagine going through it.
It's okay.
I've seen graphic torture in a lot of movies.
I have
that one is the one that like stuck with me.
It's not as bad as it looks. He was just doing that to make it look like it was hurting him.
Oh, okay.
So what you're saying is you wouldn't object to us tying you to a bottomless chair and whacking you with a giant rope.
Right. The problem is mine
the dangly bits.
On the floor. So it was a problem.
Oh, God.
We'll put you up in a high chair.
There you go. I like that.
Like a bar
like
stool.
Tetherball with your sack.
Yeah, like a speed bag. Speed bag.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah, like.
We're on our arm strength.
Let me see. Anyway. Hellboy 3. This is a thing.
Holy
crap. Roman wants to put on the red makeup again. And the horns. And Selma Blair, she want to be in it too?
I don't know. Does anybody care?
I do. I like the Hellboy movies. He likes
I
cats,
do too.
I like cats. I have a lot in common with Hellboy.
And the cool thing is, with all the makeup they put on him, it doesn't matter how old Ron Perlman gets, because all that prosthetics, he'll still look the same.
Yeah, it's the voice and the chin.
Yeah.
I
love those movies.
Hellboy. Yeah.
They're great. I just rewatched one of them. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I was saying I was sad when we talked to Guillermo del Toro at Comic-Con last year, and he's like, oh, probably not. I'm like, what? No, what? Break my heart. Now Ron Perlman's saying, hey, we should do this.
Did you call him
with their powers combined?
Start making movies again? Just say, put Pacific Rim 2 on the back burner.
Right.
And make a Hellboy 3.
I don't think Legendary would like that. I think Legendary's waiting to print their money from Pacific Rim 2.
Mm. The first one made like a dollar.
I made a shit ton overseas.
Oh.
It's an overseas kind of movie.
Yeah.
That fail here?
It didn't fail, but it underperformed.
Dave said to Guillermo del Toro, hey, aren't you kind of sad that Pacific Rim made like $8?
That was a little more tactful.
I was like, did you say
you know, you put a lot of work into that movie, and it only made like a dollar.
It was a little bit of a buzzkill, huh, Guillermo?
And then he hugged me.
Yeah.
And just like sobbed, wept on your shoulder for a little bit.
He answered yes and no to the same question and then gave me a hug. I'm like, all right, that's okay. I accept your answer.
Yeah, foreigners, they're so cute.
So, Corey, are you on board for Hellboy 3?
Oh my gosh, totally. Like I said, I loved those movies. I feel like, yeah, can't go wrong. I don't even have anything extra to say about it. I just think it's a good idea. Like, there's no bad idea to this. It's a good one.
Perfect. For Randy, Hellboy 3, yay and nay.
Yay, all the way.
Yay, all the way. Dave.
I say yay. I like Ron Perlman, like Hellboy. And obviously, I love Guillermo del Toro, so I hope everything he does succeed. I might even see a scary movie. I might see Crimson Peak just because of Del Toro.
I don't think it's going to be scary.
Did you see the new trailer? It looks pretty scary.
No, it's not scary. I don't like the girl from The Help. She bugs me.
Oh, the one who's not Bryce Dallas. Wait.
Yeah.
Not Bryce Dallas Howard. Jessica Chastain?
Yeah, I don't like her.
Oh, wait.
She was... I don't like her.
Either Jessica Chastain or Mia Wasikowska. Yeah. It has Hiddles, though. How can you go wrong with Hiddles?
I like him as Loki, and that's it. I'm not interested in anything else that he does unless he's wearing a Loki outfit.
I think that's all he does.
You know, for like 3 minutes, I was really like, whoa, this is crazy. Because I always refer to your podcast as like our evil twin podcast. Because we talk about the same thing, but we always have opposite opinions. And so I was like, holy cow, we're all in agreement on Hellboy. And then you went and did me wrong with Hiddles. Yeah. So...
You're a big fan of his work in, like, Muppets Most Wanted and stuff like that?
Muppets Most Wanted is a treasure, and I will fight you.
I don't like Muppets.
What?
I don't like Muppets. I don't like puppets. I don't like talking cars. Unless it's the taxi from Who Framed Roger Rabbit, I'm not interested in the talking car either.
Wait, talking car?
Yeah. I don't like Muppets. I don't like puppets. I don't like talking cars.
He's referring to Benny the Cab from
Roger Rabbit. He basically doesn't like Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, you just... The Muppets are great. Happiness.
Muppets Most Wanted, not so much. But the Muppets themselves were pretty incredible.
Yeah, they're an institution.
Great Muppet caper.
So you're not following all the controversy around the Miss Piggy and Kermit breakup scandal?
Yeah, Kermit found himself a hot new piggy. He left old Miss Piggy, found a hot new piggy.
Yeah, she's younger and everything.
That's the way the world works.
Yeah. Got himself a side piece. I get
That's right. You can't be an executive producer on a show and have a... Old busted out pig. You gotta have the young hot pig.
Yeah,
it's the way it works.
It's Piggy on the side in case you just need to do a line of coke or something.
So since we're all crazy on Hiddleston, what non Loki roles would you recommend to Justin to watch to get him on board?
That's a good question. Hold on, I'm blanking. Remember what I said about how I'd had half a bottle of wine before this? it's catching up with me.
Talking about your boyfriend. You should have
my boyfriend. Okay, hold on. Let's not go that far. He's not like my number one. He was on Wallander. Did you guys ever watch Wallander?
No, I don't do that show.
Okay. Midnight in Paris?
No. I've been in Paris at midnight, and I didn't see him.
Here's the thing, is I watch a lot of those, like, British TV shows.
By the way, you look like an amazing Moss. I saw your little cosplay of Moss.
Took me a second to register that one, too. But after being told I look like Moss for, like, years, I finally decided I had to just go ahead and cosplay it.
I saw Moss at San Diego Comic-Con one year, and I wanted to have crazy psycho sex with this Moss. I thought it was amazing.
Wow. Do you feel that way about Richard Ayoade?
No. Only when... I have this thing for girls dressing up as guys in their cosplay.
Okay.
I like
that. I'm down with dressing as dudes as cosplay. Because, like, all the guys have better costumes and things like that. So
I never even noticed until Dave pointed out one time. And I'm hey, I'm into this. And then I started looking at websites and pay sites and all kinds of crazy stuff.
So you just got all these credit card bills from, like, CC Bill or something like that. Nondescript.
Yes.
Yeah. Changed your porn habits considerably.
Yes, then I started having people arrive in nondescript packages.
black boxes.
Arrive? Yeah. Oh yeah.
Preferably with air holes.
Yes, delivered straight to my dungeon.
Yeah.
This goes It's real deep.
We have.
I don't know how Hiddleston's going to do playing Hank Williams. Hank Williams biopic. I Saw the Light comes out the end of this year.
Like, that should be. The singer.
Yes, the singer.
Yeah, the non British singer. Like, yeah, non British. But did you see the video of him performing as Hank Williams like 6 months ago or so?
No.
He straight up
goes.
Okay, well, he went to like a fair, like a country fair type thing. And
like hillbillies?
Okay, you don't like country. Like, what is? I don't. What do you?
I don't like fairs.
Like anything. Just
I don't like fairs. Fairs are for hillbillies, and they like the deep fried things. And
you don't eat deep fried things.
No, and I don't like all the crazy grossness. I just feel like fairs have nothing but gross people, and things.
I mean, that's not entirely.
I had to censor myself. I was about to go really dark, and I don't want to do that. I will just say that I don't like fairs. Fair. Don't do it.
Okay. Well, the rest of America loves fairs.
I know they do. I dare say it's un-American for me not to like fairs, but
I agree with that. And Tom Hiddleston showed up at one, and he played a song like in character as Hank Williams, and he pretty much nailed it. Also, the shot of him as Hank Williams that came out like 2 weeks ago was pretty epic. So I'm gonna say I hate biopics, but I feel like at least he's gonna do a good job with it.
You don't like biopics?
What about Steve Jobs?
No, hell no.
Straight Outta Compton.
Oh, that's a good one. Did you see that?
I'm sure it's great, but I hate biopics. So.
What about Cannonball Run? That's a biopic, right?
Yeah, that's a good one.
I've never seen it, so I don't know if it's a biopic. But
Burt Reynolds?
I probably like it.
It's great. You should check it out.
Okay.
Days of Thunder. That's like Tom Cruise as a race car driver.
Yeah, as opposed to Top Gun. Tom Cruise.
It's based on a true story.
Yeah,
those are the worst.
No,
documentary.
Like Glory? I fucking hate that movie.
Oh, Glory. Jeez,
they should have changed the ending where they take the beach.
Yeah,
that would be amazing. I would like that movie so much better if they just changed it. Like, we already have the spoiler alert. We know what happened.
Right, we win the war. And
let's fix history.
Yeah, they get to the top of a hill, and then there's a cannon, and then smoke, and then bodies, and then credits. Yeah, what the fuck, dude? That's like the worst ending ever.
Yes. Hate that movie. And how many history classes did you have to watch that in too, right?
I feel like the South wrote that movie, and it's like their one claim to fame.
Yeah.
Edward Zwick, Confederate sympathizer.
Yep. Yeah, you've nailed it. You've hit the nail on the head there.
I do that. It's a trick. It's a parlor trick. I take it out and
nails
I
on head.
Whack it.
Yeah.
Hurts.
It sounds like it hurts a lot.
You know who could do that though is Chris Evans. This guy is Captain America. He can do anything.
He can do anything. Gosh darn it!
He wants to do more Marvel movies.
I say let
every
him.
Character in the Marvel universe.
I would watch that movie. Like if he were all the Avengers in a movie.
It's gonna be like that one guy who peed on people that did a one man play.
I was gonna more compare him to Eddie Kelly. Murphy wearing like. A bunch of different prosthetic makeup for the clumps and, you know, going white face and stuff like that, playing every different character on the screen.
Going white face?
I hear you, but I want to go back to someone peeing on someone.
Hey, R. Kelly, that's what he does. He pees on people.
R. Kelly. Wait, when did he play everybody?
In his one-man play that he did with
Trapped in the Closet.
Oh, Trapped in the Closet.
And then I stepped up to the closet, and then I opened the closet, and there was a midget. Whatever.
There's like, bitch, please.
That was the worst. And even he got confused when he was performing it. Like, he got his roles reversed. It was bad.
And then he released it, like, 10 lines at a time or something silly like that.
I don't like R. Kelly.
You shouldn't like R. Kelly. Mm. I think we can all agree on that.
He shares all of your hobbies, but, you know, too close.
Yikes!
Oh, man, I'll pee on anything. That's how I take ownership. I used to lick things, but then I got sick all the time, so now I just pee on it.
Because he can do that from a distance.
That shows personal growth.
You should see him walking through the mall or something like that. Just whiz, want that. That's not my size. It was another one.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
It is incredible.
Like I start going, I can't stop. But he's like on, off.
Oh, yeah, I pinch it. I have a clamp.
It's intense.
Do you guys remember Don't Whiz on the Electric Fence from Ren and Stimpy?
Yes.
That's what that made me think of. That was a classic, too. And you guys are bringing up all the old memories for me right now.
All the feels.
All the feels. All the Ren and Stimpy feels. What were we talking about?
Chris Evans and how he is.
Being Captain America, Captain Mexico, Captain Ireland, Captain everybody.
He was flame on!
He was.
Before
Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys see that movie?
Dave told us not to watch it. Oh, you saw it?
I saw it.
I warned everyone.
And yet, sometimes you have to see for yourself, I guess.
I did not.
I had to experience it.
And was it as bad as you imagined? Was it worse than you imagined? Was it better than you imagined?
It wasn't as bad as I imagined because I had heard such negative hype.
Right.
That nothing could have lived up to that amount of negativity. So when I saw it, I'm like, oh, it's not that bad. No, I did see it.
No, yeah. You haven't seen it? Corey?
Me? No, I have not seen it. No. Oh. And I feel like the hype has been so bad about it that I feel the same way, that I couldn't possibly be disappointed by it because it can't be as bad as everyone says it is, can it?
It's worse, yeah. They don't become the Fantastic Four till like 50 minutes into it, and yeah, they never interact with each other. The villain isn't introduced until like 15 minutes left in the movie, and he's dead by like 10 minutes later. And
oh, no.
It's not good.
That's a problem.
Spoiler alert.
I know. Well, I guess I really don't have to see it now. I don't know. I'll watch it on TNT or whatever in a couple of years.
Because I'm TNT! Dynamite.
Nice.
That's all I got.
Wait a minute. Didn't we talk about your AC/DC impression when you were on our podcast?
I like AC/DC.
I'm glad that this came out.
Yes.
This came out here. Right. Chris Evans.
Yes. Fine Young Man.
He's dreamy.
He's a masshole. Yes. He was in that movie with the cell phone.
Yes, Cellular. I love that movie so much.
Isn't Jason Statham a bad guy in that movie? Is he in that movie?
Yep, he's in it.
And Vicky Vale is in it. Oh, yeah. My God.
It's so great. Wait, have you guys all seen this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's so underrated. I feel like generally when I bring it up, people are like, ew, what? No,
I think people confuse it with Phone Booth.
Yeah, oh,
that
was
bad. That was bad.
Kiefer Sutherland's the bad guy in that one.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Don't see how Chris Evans could beat Jason Statham. No one can beat Jason Statham.
He's Captain America.
That's in that point, it's like he basically like accidentally beats Jason Statham, though. Mm. Like he like stumbles into it.
I don't like...
And with the help of William H. Macy and his soap company.
Yeah, see, I don't like accidental victories. That shit pisses me off. And you see it on the Hobbit movies all day long.
Okay.
Well, Hobbits have many problems.
Yeah. Hobbits are dumb. But, I don't know. No, I like
don't the like
comedy
little
of errors. Mm. Don't like little people. Well,
Hobbits are little. They got hairy feet, too.
Small hands.
Smell like cabbage.
I love it in Gold... What is it? Goldfinger? Goldmember. When the dad... when Minnie sneaks up on fucking Michael Caine, and he turns around and he's like, oh, thought I smelled cabbage. And then Minnie like kind of smells himself. Like, what are you talking about? Nigel Powers, is that his name?
Yes.
Holy shit.
One of the three good lines in that movie.
Yeah. Filmmaking at its finest right there. Yes.
I mole, 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 mole. Guacamole.
I like when he just goes, a ball. He's just staring at it. That shit's weird, too. Anyway, Randy, do you have a list for us?
I do, and this list is inspired by our love of Trainspotting, since we were just talking about it.
Do we
since
love
we were
Trainspotting?
All so enthusiastic about it just now.
This is all about Trainspotting, though, actually. It is top 10 drug movies. This comes courtesy of thetop10s.com. So this is user-rated. So I'm going to start with number 10 and work my way up. Number 10 happens to be Trainspotting, with 3% of the people voting on it.
Only 3%, huh?
Only 3%. Now, this goes beyond... There's more than just 10 on here, so there's votes scattered all over the place. But it took at least 3% of the vote to get on the list.
All right, I'm with you.
Yeah. So the next one is Party Monster. Did you guys ever see that?
Is that the one with Macaulay Culkin?
Macaulay Culkin, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good times.
Club Kids and Lots of Drugs. That one also came in at 3%.
Okay.
Number 8 on our list, and this one is actually kind of near and dear to my heart. I like it a lot. Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle with 4%. This inspired David and I to go try to find a White Castle when we were out in Indianapolis for Star Wars Celebration 3. Because they don't have any on the West Coast. We watched this movie and we're like, I want to see what the hype's all about.
Spoiler alert, it ended badly.
In the bathroom.
Very.
You got to acclimate to that stuff right there. Yeah. You can't just go all in on the White Castle. But it's
did you do share in a hotel room with one bathroom eating like 60 White Castle burgers? It's going to end poorly.
Did you share the toilet too, or you guys were all sitting on each other's laps?
Yeah, we did like we totally
like a human centipede of I like
it.
Use.
I spread my legs and like Randy went in between, and then Randy spread his and Chung went between.
You guys should have faced
like
each
Russian
other.
Nesting dolls.
Yeah, it was a marvel of engineering.
Or you could all just got in the bathtub. That would have been better.
And we're all just smoking and eating pancakes while we did it.
Just have the water running the whole time and close your eyes. Yeah, I've done it. Like it's trough. Awesome. Yeah.
I'm so glad I don't know what you guys look like to have a mental image of this.
Oh, here. Well, we have a picture of all three of us doing it. Hold on.
It doesn't matter. Isn't it gross any way you slice it?
It is.
Do you remember the cover art to that movie Mermaids with Cher?
Course.
They were all in the bathtub, I think. We should Photoshop us doing that on
she
the cover
Oscar
of Mermaid.
For that.
Not right, for moving on.
Sorry.
Number 7, Dazed and Confused with 5% of the vote.
Okay.
Classic.
That movie though, the kid, the main kid that's like a freshman, he touches his face the entire movie and it pisses me off.
Oh, no.
It's like his first acting gig.
That. Now I'm never gonna.
Oh my god, he's always like scratching his nose like he's fucking in A Night at the Roxbury. It drives me insane. No. I hate it. In fact, last time I was flying down to California, it was on the plane, and the person next to me was watching it. And every time I looked over, he was touching his face, and I just kept getting madder and madder and madder. I was like, "Fuck! I hate this movie, and this asshole's watching it."
I'm going to blame you if it's ruined for me.
Oh, man, watch it right now. We'll wait.
No, I will not. I'm going to give it like 5 years.
We'll turn it into a drinking game. Every time that fucker touches his face, you got to take a shot.
All right, I'm in for it.
Luckily, he's not the star of the movie, so he's not in it so much.
There's a lot of people in there.
Yeah, it's an ensemble cast.
Ensemble, yes. It has Rory Cochrane from Empire Records. That's all I need in the world.
It has Parker Posey.
Oh yeah, Parker Posey.
You know,
she's legit.
I did not like her forever.
What?
And then Superman Returns, I fell in love with her.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't
that weird?
Yeah, that was
so weird.
And Superman Returns is the best Superman movie.
It is, hands down. And not only that, but I mean, I liked her in Best in Show, but I fell in love with her in Superman Returns. When she becomes a good guy, I was like, oh, Parker Posey, I love you.
Hey, to each his own. That's cool. Did you ever see the movie The House of Yes?
Yes.
Dude. No. That's some effed up ish right there, where she's like, it's like an incest story with her and her brother, like, into each other. It's crazy.
It's like the height of Miramax. It's like 97, like, right when Miramax was, like, only making movies about, like, that.
About.
There was a phase in Miramax where they were only making movies about.
Oh my god! There's like a 3-year span of Miramax where everything is just like you could tell it was made in this time.
Yeah, Pulp Fiction kicked that off like in '94, and
yeah, between Tarantino and Smith, and then they're like, "Oh, we can make indie movies. What are indie movies about? Oh yeah, it's got to be about blank."
That's why in
sexual
identity.
The year that Fargo won an Academy Award. When was that? 96? 97? 97?
I don't remember. What Academy Award did Fargo win?
Screenplay. Frances McDormand, I think, won Best Actress.
She did.
That sounds right.
So 96. So it would have been the 97 Oscars. That year had a lot of indie films.
Yep, that was kind of the height of that thing. Yeah, you're right.
And that was the year of House of Yes or whatever. So you're right, Dave.
It's a weird movie. But Parker Posey, she's legit.
I want to get in her pantaloons.
She's in Josie and the Pussycats.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
An incredibly underrated movie that I'm sure no one else has
that
seen.
That has Ruben from...
Who hasn't seen Josie and the Pussycats?
I haven't.
It's
really?
So
I haven't either.
Yeah. It's really? So good.
That's amazing. You guys are tripping
Rachel
me
Cook?
Out right now.
Yeah.
Josie.
Rachel Cook. I like it when she's beating the shit out of appliances in the kitchen.
Like, it's like that.
This is your brain on drugs.
It's your brain on drugs, yeah.
Well, she's hot.
And what's her name? Tara Reid's in it before she was, you know, Tara Reid.
And Ruben from Road Trip is in it, too.
Yep. He's their manager. Alan Cummings is in it, you know, Nightcrawler himself.
Yeah.
I think Alan Cummings' best role is obviously Spice World.
Of course. Breckin Meyer's in it. Donald Faison is in it. You should really see.
Like everybody from that age.
I think Tom Hiddleston is a taller version of Mr. Cummings.
Think so?
I think they looked like the same person.
I don't think that's true. We have to agree to disagree on that.
No, they're the same guy. They're the same guy. He's like his clone. He cloned him for body parts.
I don't think that's accurate.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to go and say Mr. Hiddles is a little more how you say sexy.
Are you kidding me? Well, yeah, he's younger and he's taller.
However, Alan Cumming did have a fragrance called Cumming.
That's awesome, and it's like white, and you rub it all over your face.
You have to see the commercial for it because it's everything you imagine.
Are you sure this is real?
It's real. I did not make this up.
It sounds like a troll. Like, hey, this is my semen in a bottle.
Like a Funnier Die sketch.
Yeah. I'm gonna send you a link and it'll be a Rickroll. But no, this is a thing. You have to watch it. Just trust me on this, you guys. Look it up after.
Huh. Well, Alan Cumming was in the Smurfs too.
He was,
so got that going for
him. He was Boris.
I missed that.
Something. Goldeneye.
Yeah, Goldeneye. It's the level 2 programmer.
Second level programmer. I can break the codes.
So we're at a list going?
Yeah. You know what? We're on number 6. We're not even halfway through this thing yet.
Rapid fire.
Number 6, Goodfellas, 5%. Number 5, Scarface at 6%. Number 4, Blow, David's favorite. 6%.
Oh, that's so much better. That's way better than Scarface.
I got that movie. That movie came out on home video on 9/11. No joke. And I got so depressed watching the news that I went and got a movie, and I got Blow, and then I got even more depressed in that movie.
I was supposed to hang out with his daughter.
This is the wrong choice. It's awful. Anyway, that's all I have to contribute.
It's a good 9/11 story in honor of the anniversary coming up this weekend.
Terrible.
Well, you know what else is supposed to happen on 9/11? I believe Super that's Mario where Maker. Rumor says we're supposed to get our new trailer for Star Wars. For
Star Wars. Really?
Yeah.
I'll be busy playing Super Mario Maker with my 8-bit amiibo, my 8-bit Mario amiibo. I can't watch it.
It's like totally tasteless if they just had a Star Destroyer crash into a building or something.
Or and a planet. Just,
at
like,
the end, at the end it's like, you're still going to watch it. You're still going to watch the movie. Go screw yourselves.
Yeah.
There was to sidetrack us even again, Randy, but there was a novel that came out like 2 weeks after September 11th, and the whole point of the novel was the Empire had hijacked these it's a Star Wars novel. The Empire had hijacked these civilian ships and was crashing them into the Coruscant shields to overwhelm them, and people thought that was kind of in poor taste.
Yeah,
I can see that.
Yeah.
What's next?
Yeah. Next, number 3 on our list, coming in at 7%, Pulp Fiction.
Oh, okay.
That's barely a drug movie.
Well, several of these don't seem like...
That glorified heroin use a lot. I mean, I was in film school right after that came out, and everybody made drug movies that glorified shooting heroin.
Mm-hmm.
Because they all saw Pulp Fiction and fucking Trainspotting.
Yeah, but she snorts that shit. She does it wrong.
Yeah, but you see people inject, too.
That's true. Well, you see
Travolta.
Yeah.
I guess when I think of drug movies, I just think of things that are more like completely centered on drugs. Yeah, I don't know.
Number 2, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
There you go. That's a
drug movie right there.
8% right there. And number 1, this one comes in at a resounding 12%, which actually is quite a step above number 2 on the list, and that's Requiem for a Dream.
Oh, yeah. I guess I should have seen that one coming. But I mean, like, that's like most druggiest more than best to me.
Yeah.
Like, is that what this is a tally of?
We've got
Johnny Depp was on your list twice.
Yeah.
Remember when people used
Good
to
for
like
him.
Johnny Depp?
I don't.
Remember when he was talented? And not just a weirdo? When his weirdoness was embraced instead of like, oh, that weirdo?
Yeah, why has he got to be so creepy all the time? I don't get it.
He's got that weird thing. He and John Travolta both have this thing where their faces don't look like humans anymore.
Mm.
And it sketches me out, man.
They need the Tom Cruise juice.
Yeah. Right? They need more thetans.
Yeah, the thetans. That's what it's all about. Yeah.
Cruise has got him. And he looks exactly like he did in 1995.
Basically. So Scientology's doing something up in there. All I'm saying.
Good list, Randy.
I liked it.
Yay.
That was a really good list. I'm impressed.
Yeah, I feel like I sidetracked it a lot. I've sidetracked everything, so I apologize.
That's okay. That's what we
do. You know what? That's okay. That's what we do on the list, and that's what makes it interesting. It makes it interactive.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Yeah.
It'd be boring if I just rattled off.
Yeah. Okay.
Like rat-a-tat-tat.
With my gap.
Like that.
Just like that. Like that. I got a game!
Oh, boy.
Today is Labor Day, and we're going to celebrate movies about the work jobs.
Okay.
It's going to be fun. I might be able to do this.
Okay.
Yeah, everyone hates their job.
Not the room jobs, but the work jobs.
Everyone hates their job, regardless of what it is. You're helping kids, you're helping orphans, you're giving them food, you hate it. You hate the kids, you hate the food they're eating.
Oh,
everyone hates jobs. No one likes to work. Right. We all just want to hang out.
No jobs,
with our,
freelance.
With our cocks out and touch them and all these things. That's the rule.
It's my life goal.
See?
Mm-hmm.
There's pills. On
yeah.
the market.
I know it.
I've seen it. So, let's celebrate working by not working and playing a fun game. Sound good?
All right.
Woo! Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to read you a brief little, possibly synopsis, maybe just trivia about the movie and you'll figure it out. It's easy. These are all
can
easy
we
movies.
Just, like,
just
we
shout out
it,
the answer
know
when you
it?
Know it. Yeah. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Yeah.
Okay. In this motion picture show, a disgruntled employee is so upset he constantly says that he's going to set the building on fire.
Office Space.
Very good, Dave. You're killing it. You got a commanding lead with right. one.
One in, and I'm already in the lead.
Step up my game here.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Ready.
Are you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
This fun movie has Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, and Dolly Parton. Very good, Dave. 925. It's a way to make a living. How about that? And our buddy Dabney Coleman, of all people, is in this movie.
Shout out to Dabney
Coleman. How you doing, Dabney? You're so great.
Doing that
I don't even know who that is.
He was the guy in Short Time. Hello.
Oh, that's helpful. Yeah, okay.
Nobody else has seen Short Time.
Oh, well then.
Wasn't he the original Lex Luthor, too, in the...
I don't think so.
No, that's Christopher Reeve.
Gene Hackman.
Gene Hackman.
Shit, that's right.
Hackman.
I take that back.
He was in Cloak and Dagger.
There you go.
Yeah. Dabney Coleman. I think he was in The Man with One Red Shoe.
None of this.
He was in Dragnet.
Dragnet? Yeah!
That I'm familiar with.
He was the Playboy guy.
Bait. The magazine was called Bait.
Yeah! And he talked with like a lisp.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
I'm
I see shit. What we're talking about here. Okay, I'm with you. I'm back on board with you guys.
Okay,
right.
Good. Dave, you have two. Dose. And Sorrows. Here we go. Number three.
Okay.
Dave, this movie actually stars your girlfriend. Let's see here. Mr. Lester Burnham.
American Beauty.
He rebels against his dead-end job and passionless marriage by developing a midlife crisis crush on his teenage daughter's friend.
Can we get like a handicap or something? Like, is
sure.
There,
you want me to break your legs?
There's a golden snitch at the end.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay, perfect.
But that's the only way we stand a chance against David.
Yeah.
He's a trivia machine.
Yes. As soon as I said his girlfriend, he knew it was either Mina Savari or that other chick that was in that Joan of Arc movie. What's her name?
Mila Jovovich?
No. The one a different Joan of Arc.
Oh yeah.
Lili Sobieski.
Yeah.
Is that her name?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
He doesn't like her.
Don't.
Wait, what? Oh, so girlfriend is sarcastic.
Yes.
Oh.
In fact, what's your nickname for Mina Savari, David?
She's Pumonkey.
What?
Wow.
I don't like
her. I think she listens to the show, and you should know, Mina, that I love you. I think you're amazing.
Oh, boy.
I like that part with all the rose petals. That was sweet.
Yeah.
Good
times.
Number four. Are you guys ready?
Ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you ready for this?
I don't know.
Let's see. I know this because Tyler knows this.
Damn, you got to stop giving clues beforehand here.
What? I just said, are you ready for this?
All right.
Y'all ready for this? Roy knew it was a football movie or something. Hold on.
Was it a football movie?
No, it was Fight Club.
Wait, what?
The answer was Fight Club. I know this because Tyler knows this, and Dave said Fight Club. Wins. That round.
Okay.
All right. Sorry. Okay. So, are you ready for this shit? Okay, Andrea Sachs is a recent college grad who scores a juicy job working as an assistant to Miranda Priestly, editor-in-chief of Runway Magazine.
Is this Devil Wears Prada? Is that what the answer was?
It was.
How did, like, what? How do you know?
I watch a lot of movies.
Oh my god, I don't get it either. It's amazing.
Well, that one, the name I recognized.
That was what threw me. I'm like, you knew it by the name? Good land. That's impressive. Sorry. Okay.
Dave's an impressive guy.
This is true.
Apparently. You guys, okay. I was on a TV show about knowing geek trivia, so like I'm super good at this. Let's try it again.
It shows. Okay, here we go.
Let's try. I'm on it. Number I'm just it's six. A ringer.
Dave is 5 for 5. He's crushing you guys. Okay. Number 6. Okay, here, I'll be a little bit more ambiguous. This comedy's about a secretary. About that.
Working Girl.
You're such an asshole. Are you serious?
What?
It is Working Girl.
This is the worst.
It's pretty bad. That's okay. Jeez. Not a problem. This one's easy. Randy.
Yeah.
This guy, he wasn't even supposed to be here today.
I'm hearing David answer before Justin even gets to a logical point where anybody would know the answer.
That's because he's cheating. He's not even waiting for me to read the answer.
No, that's amazing.
Here, I'll go out of order.
How am I cheating?
Oh, you found my list.
How am I cheating on your game?
Because you found, I said it's a movie, it's a game about work jobs, movies and work jobs, and you googled movies, work jobs, and you got the list. The Google knows, Dave.
I assumed you made the list.
You are going to have an asterisk next to your win.
For what?
For cheating.
I'm cheating.
Just to make us feel better. That's why.
I'm cheating.
It's just for our own self-esteem.
I have just this house bugged, so I'm watching the screen.
What am I doing right now?
You're flipping me off.
Oh? No.
Touching it?
My penis, maybe, but. All right, here we go.
The next one.
Are you ready, Dave?
Yeah.
Hands on your buzzer. Hands on your buzzer. No, you're not cheating. It's impossible. Here we go. So King Kong ain't got nothing on this guy.
Trading Day.
Yes. Sadly, Dave, Randy, for you.
Yeah.
Sadly for you, Randy, but Dave is quick on the loser. He's fast, man.
He is fast.
You gotta be quick with me from Erie, PA.
Yeah.
That's that thing you do quote.
Okay, here we go.
Bring it back around to that again.
Number 9.
Nice trailer once the sign is.
Yeah. Give me that pen. We're signing.
We're all signing. Okay, go ahead.
In this movie, my fucking Queen Latifah, she ain't robbing stage coaches. She needs something.
Taxi driver? Taxi?
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
set it off.
Yeah.
I was with you. I thought it was that taxi movie, too.
You said something about a stagecoach. I was like, a car?
What
I don't know.
What is that movie? Soul Taxi? Crazy Taxi.
Soul Taxi.
I think it was just called Taxi.
Just Taxi,
or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what was it? Set It Off?
Set It Off, yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
The girl version of the girl version of Dead Presidents.
Yes. Like the egg fox, and she's got these horrible braids.
Oh yeah.
Queen Latifah, and then I'm sorry, Vivica A. Fox doesn't have the horrible braids, but Will Smith's wife does. What's her name?
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Jada Pinkett Smith. Yeah. She thinks she was just Jada Pinkett at this time.
Yeah, at that time.
Okay.
She's the one with the braids. Her brother gets killed, and then she's like, "Fuck being a janitor. I don't want to do this shit no more." And then she starts robbing banks.
Well, good for her.
That's the movie.
Yeah. Sometimes moving you gotta up. Grab
you
life.
Take life by the horn.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Are there any more? Mm. This murder that's happening right here.
It's pretty bad. Right now, Dave is winning 9.
But that's okay, because the Golden Snitch is worth 15 points, right?
Yes.
God.
Does Justin quickly text the answer to Randy?
No. I'm just trying to find a different movie. This one was no good. Okay!
Pick something that has, like, Zac Efron in it or something.
Ooh, I love Zac Efron. We talk about
God damn it!
Yeah, I like the movie where he's 17 again.
You mean 17 again?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Or the one where he's neighbors with some guy?
The one where he's in like a high school musical?
I actually didn't like that movie. The Neighbors. Yeah.
You didn't like Neighbors?
No.
I like Neighbors. I like Nicholas Stoller as a director.
Who?
You know, the director of Neighbors.
Nicholas Stoller. He directed.
What else?
That, and he directed Get Him to the Greek, and he directed Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah, I don't like any of those things.
You don't like Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Not really. Maybe I need to watch it again, though. When I think I might have been in a bad mood.
Don't you like Paul Rudd? He's in that movie.
I do like Paul Rudd. Everyone likes Paul Rudd. Come on.
No, he's delightful.
Let's be real. Give us another question.
I don't have another one. I'm trying to come up with another one right now. Okay, here we go.
Okay. All right.
Are you ready?
Maybe.
Ready.
Good one. This one's got another ensemble cast, and they all kill it. Each and every one of these gentlemen kill it in this movie. And you know what? It's all about A, B, C.
You stars.
Oh.
B, closing.
Glenn Ross? No, that's not it.
You got it.
Is it? Yes!
That was Golden Snitch. That was worth
Golden Snitch.
A million points. You win.
Booyah!
That was a good guess with the Dang, so it's 1 million to 9.
To zero.
Zero.
I'm always happy when the guest wins.
No matter how much she has to cheat to do so.
Oh, man. Dave is just the best. And it's amazing how wonderful you are at trivia, Dave. I just always feel bad for your competition.
Yeah, it's
like when in Dodgeball when they got to play Girl Scouts.
Damn you, Bernice!
Why?
So what you're saying is I just need to start making up the games.
Good. I think you need to I think you need to lay off the low grade beaver tranquilizers.
Yeah, I'm on the PEDs. You know, gotta check my urine. Well, I didn't win, so you don't gotta check my urine. You gotta check her urine.
Yeah, that's a good thing. You better pee on all of us so we can check it.
Ugh. That was a fun game, Justin.
That was fun. I enjoyed that. What was the one
you didn't like that you threw out?
I don't even remember. Oh, Willard. It was Willard.
Oh, with Crispin Glover? And the rats?
I love Crispin Glover.
I would have got that one.
Yeah, you would have been faster than me, I guarantee it. But I do like that movie.
It's a good game.
I love Glengarry Glen Ross. I always just watch the scene with Alec Baldwin. It's like my favorite.
First place.
Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers. Oh my god. And he's like, "What's your name, pal?" "What's my name?" "Fuck you, that's my name." So good.
Quality right there.
What is first place gonna get? $10,000 or a Cadillac?
They get a Cadillac.
And second place gets steak knives.
Third place, you're fired.
Fired.
I feel like you gave this movie to me now in hindsight.
No, not at all. How did I just... I googled more work job...
No. Not you. I feel like David gave this to me.
Oh, he said used cars pretty quick, like he knew the answer.
Yeah. I guess wrong.
Okay.
What it was we used... When Justin Rand and I used to sell used cars, I always remember one of our bosses always talking about used cars, and for whatever reason, like this, it was like the same day that we were talking about Glengarry Glen Ross, and I forever have them linked, so... I did no such throwing of the match. You beat me fair and square.
Okay.
You're like Matt Damon at the end of Rounders, and I'm Teddy KGB.
Oh, shit. Pay that man his money. He beat me. Pay that man his money. I love that movie, too. I watch that shit all the time. You know what's cool about that movie is Worm has his own little theme song. It's like this music that goes... It's like all this mischievous, crazy tone.
How's it
He's
going
basically the worst friend you ever had.
It goes... I swear to God, pop it in. It's on the Netflix thing.
I want you doing that as my ringtone.
I can do that.
When I walk into a room, that's just what I'm going to play.
Play it. Like you're a fucking rock star.
Mm-hmm.
Worm.
That's what I'm talking about.
I can't believe you know a guy named Worm.
We should all know a guy named Worm.
I do.
Just in general.
Mm-hmm.
Calling your penis Worm and then playing with it all the time doesn't mean you're
a little shady, though. Yeah. Worm's kind of got a negative connotation.
Ugh. Yeah.
You're more an anaconda kind of guy.
Is Snakes Out There is big? I like that movie. John Voight's in it.
Yeah. I know. That's one of those ones I'll watch every time it's on TV, and I'm like, oh, this is so bad. But I watched the whole thing.
Oh, man. You know who else is in that movie? A girl named Kari Wuerer. And I used to think she was smoking hot.
What else is she in?
That's a lot of, like, skin.
Just that.
Yeah.
Oh, 8-Legged Freaks. Come on.
With
8-Legged Freaks. David Arquette.
Buddy Arquette.
Yeah, David Arquette.
WCW and Heavyweight Champion of the World.
Sharknado 2.
If I were to be a judgmental ass, I could say that she's not as pretty as I remember her being, but I'm not going to do that. I had a cool teenage crush on her.
What are you talking about?
Kari
Wuerer. W-U-H-R-E-R. With the little umlaut things over the U.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's business.
What was she in that you found her attractive in?
Everything. Anaconda. She's the one that bangs
Ice Cube.
Wilson. Out in the jungle.
Is Ice Cube in the first Anaconda or the second one?
Yes, the first. I think his name is Billy.
Okay.
I might have just
Anaconda that. Don't want none.
I've been trying not to do that this entire time.
No, his name is Danny Rich.
Danny. That's kind of like Billy.
Kind of. Danny, Billy. Billy Cube. Billy, Billy Cube.
O'Shea Jackson.
Oh, I like him. He's a beautiful man.
Who?
Ice Cube Jr.
Is that the one who's in the...
Straight Outta Compton.
The Compton film?
Oh, God, it's so good.
It's pretty good.
That's what I've heard. I've only heard good things about it.
I would say it's probably...
Biopics.
It's probably like my third favorite movie.
Yeah, me too. I was going to say, I like Kingsman. I like my fucking...
Mad Max.
And Straight Outta Compton. Those three movies, I'm good with 2015.
Okay. I mean, I felt like 2015 was a pretty good year in terms of movie, but I'm not that hard to please, to be honest with you.
Oh, that's good. You make a still fine...
Still got Star Wars and Hunger Games.
You'd make a fine mate.
That's what I tell myself.
You're a real catch.
I'm a real catch. Real underachiever over here. Oh, 4.6 for Anaconda is the rating. I feel like it deserves better than that.
Oh, man, I saw that shit in the theater.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
It's a PG-13 movie, and I was 12 when it came out, so...
Oh, God.
Couldn't do that, actually.
Scarlett Johansson is in 8-Legged Freaks.
Yeah, I know.
Totally forgot that.
That's where she got her start, you know. That put her on the map.
That was pre-Lost in Translation.
Was it before Ghost World,
Dog?
Too?
Ghost Dog?
Ghost Dog? No.
Ghost World? Yeah.
Ghost World.
8-Legged Freaks was the year after Ghost World.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Lost in Translation was the year after.
I totally had Forrest Whitaker eye the other day. I was like freaking out on the Stairmaster. It was bad. Speaking of Ghost Dog.
Ghost Dog.
That's great.
Dougie Doug, he's in
I like Dougie Freaks. Doug, isn't he?
He was a thing for a day and a half.
Is Dougie Doug still alive?
I think so.
Okay.
He was in Cool Runnings and the new Cosby Show.
That's
oh, yeah, not really
evidence of his current. Oh, he's in something called Brown Nation now.
But he is black.
Oh. Well, post-production.
Yeah, look at that. Good look for you.
Look at him working. He's one-off on television shows.
He's apparently a
we have a bobsled.
Dude. Oh, sorry. He did two episodes of Justified.
Ooh, I like Justified. He's got a cowboy hat.
With not... What's his name? It's Timothy Oliphant.
Timothy Oliphant, not the other guy.
Who's the other guy?
Dumal.
Josh Dumal or whatever.
Oh, Josh Duhamel.
Duhamel or whatever, yeah. They're pretty much the same guy.
Josh Duhamel's a lot prettier than Timothy Oliphant.
Oh my god, he's with Fergie, right?
Yeah, I know, it's weird.
Yes. Oh.
That's it.
I was at a baptism that him and Fergie were at. It was a thing.
Really?
Did you talk about Poseidon?
What kind of baptism was
I did not. I did not.
Did you say this? Does this water remind you of Poseidon? Because that's what I'm thinking about.
This boat going to be upside down, sir?
Oh, jeez.
It's no bad
character. The skills are right. I'm sticking with you. Maybe so you transforms.
Andre Brower was in that movie, too.
Andre Brower is glorious. Which movie are we talking about?
Poseidon with Kurt Russell, where he saves the day by flipping the ship.
The original of that movie, you know, the Poseidon Adventure, gave me nightmares for like 3 years of my life. So I've never actually seen the remake.
Oh, really? The original Poseidon's like my mom's favorite movie of all time. And
is
so
it really?
We so took much her so that you took her to see the new one.
Yep. We saw it like first day on like IMAX back when it was impressive to see movies on IMAX.
Sure.
I remember I took her to see it, and she was all excited, and then we saw the movie, and we're like, well, that's not as good.
I never remember how to spell Poseidon. That's just the worst word ever.
It's really?
E-I. Yeah. Yeah, that's not, I mean, that's not that difficult.
I can't do it. I'm an idiot.
I'm just saying, like, worst word ever is, like, I can't spell commitment. That's, you know, that's a problem for me. That's my worst word. Poseidon.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that sounded like it was a little Freudian there. Yeah. I can't spell commitment, but.
So good.
Poseidon. I before E, except after C. I guess it does break the rules.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's, like, Greek or something.
I know. See, they fucked it up.
Yeah. There you go.
Person.
Call it the ship movie.
Of all of the related films for everything we've talked about have been things that I love, like Twister.
Yeah! I love things Twister. Like
Twister is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Gotta let it go, Joe.
Yeah. I love it so much.
I love Dustin Hoffman in Twister.
Yes.
You know who's in Twister? His wife, that the girl that wants to be his new wife, she's the chick in The Lost Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Star, the hippie vampire.
Yeah, what's her name? She's in like Star. A lot of stuff.
Jamie Gertz.
No, I mean like that's it. Let's just repeat the character name. That's really helpful. Thank
it's
you.
Better. It's easier.
She's
no, you're right.
She's pretty.
She is pretty.
She's so 90s in Twister that she doesn't look pretty in it anymore. Like, you look at it, it's like, she looks like a 90s, like, she looks like everybody's mom.
But yes, Randy can talk about beauty in the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
And it's usually accompanied with a fair amount of snark, so take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah. I take it with a handful of pointy 80s boobies.
All right.
Alan Ruck is in Twister, too.
Yeah, Alan Ruck.
So is the guy that did all the drugs in the hotel room.
From the Philip Seymour Hoffman?
There you go. The Hunger Games.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he was one of my favorites, and now I just know him as the drug guy.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
What a piece of shit, man. I hate people that do stuff like that.
Oh, no. This is like, I gained like most of my viral following off of a post defending Philip Seymour Hoffman. So. Oh,
go for it. Defend him.
You can look it up. It's called Addiction Is Not Thought.
Read it?
There you go.
Oh, bitch. I can't read. Can you read it to me like it's an audio tape?
I will.
He's like a child going to bed.
Yes. I'm
going to
read it to you as you go to sleep tonight. I'm just going to call and read you this. And afterwards, you're going to be like, you know what? He's not a piece of shit.
A little bit.
He's a struggling man. That's all.
I don't see how.
Also, the Dread Pirate Roberts is in Twister.
Oh, I like him.
Yeah.
Gary Ooles.
Cary Ellis.
He was fucking Russ Wheeler in Days of Thunder.
Talk really?
Real piece of shit. Yeah, he was terrible in that movie.
Cold
trickles. There's a lot of bad guys.
Two drivers, that's one too many roosters in the hen house.
He was in The Crush. We were talking about that the other day.
Oh, yeah, with Alicia Silverstone?
Jeez.
Yeah. In that one?
Back that's when first? She was Alicia Silverstone.
Oh, yeah, she's pretty.
And
I
she
like...
wasn't just that woman who, like, eats her placenta and doesn't vaccinate her kids and stuff like that?
What?
And ruined Batman.
That happened?
Oh, yeah.
She ate? Yeah. What? Her placenta?
Yeah, she's like all about, like,
a lot of people do, Justin.
Yeah.
They're called weirdos.
It gives you magical powers.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought
Tom see through walls and stuff.
Rubs it on his face.
Yeah. Well.
That's what I do.
Blends it into a protein shake.
Yeah.
Gross.
I don't blend it.
Anything having to do with the placenta.
I get one of those wacky. I have one of those wacky straws with all the loop-de-loops. I see
you freeze it and eat it like it's like an ice cream.
There you go.
This is disgusting.
I put it in my Snoopy snow cone maker.
Snoopy snow cone maker? Is that a thing?
It was in the 80s.
I would like one.
You can have one. It's like his little house, and it has Snoopy and Woodstock.
Oh, that sounds precious.
Good. Snoopy snow cone.
Did you find it?
You get it on Target. $12.99.
It's like they still sell it.
Yeah, because
they sell like updated version of it.
It's the number one new hit snow cone.
Yeah, look at that. Snoopy snow cone maker. I'll be darned.
You get those little piece of shit cups though. You need a big Stanley snow cone cup.
I know. These look practical to me.
They are practical. All snow cone machines are practical.
Although it kinda like it's a little bit of a misnomer because those aren't cones.
Yeah.
They're cups. They're snow cups.
Well, if you get the pointy cup with the pointy at the bottom there.
That's a cone, yeah.
Yeah, then you could do that.
That's what I'm saying. This is a false advertising or something.
No. It's like an interpretive dance.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's up to you to get the right cups.
Oh.
If they throw a doggy a bone, they don't want to know if it tastes good. You just eat the shit.
I feel like this is like a strange metaphor for something grander that I didn't understand.
It's okay.
Yeah. If we run out of things to talk about.
We're out of things to talk about.
This show, wait, recording hold on. Forever.
Oh, yeah, we got to talk about you. You want to do that?
Oh, do, no.
Do you have more to add to this?
I had nothing. Never mind.
No, you were going to say, so, did you find your article about, or your
Oh, no, I wasn't looking for it. I already forgot about
is
that.
Is it published?
It's published on Huffington Post.
It's on the Huffington Post?
On the Huffington Post.
It's something that you wrote?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Congratulations. Now I have to read it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It was like a long time ago from
Philip Seymour Hoffman. Oh my god. How long ago? Like when he died?
Yeah, when he died. Like February of 2014 or something like that.
Oh my god.
There you go. There
I like him in Along Came Polly when he's playing basketball.
Oh, that's the sweaty scene, right?
Oh, it's so good though where he's like, rain dance! Let it rain! White chocolate! Shit's so funny.
I feel like vomiting just thinking about that.
Oh yeah, that's pretty gross.
All right.
Yes. So, Corey, why don't you tell us who is your daddy and what does he do?
I don't know how to answer that question.
Tell us about your podcast there.
Okay. My podcast is called The Electric Fan Cave. You can find it on electricfeast.com, also on YouTube and Stitcher and iTunes and all of that. And we're going live, so Tuesdays at 8 p.m. you can come and join in and talk to us and ask us questions and comments and correct us as we get things wrong all the time, because that's what we do. We talk about pop culture, we talk about geek things, whatevs, and we usually are wrong. So feel free to listen in. It's a lot of fun. Me and my co-host, Kristen Latterell. Yeah, and you can find us on Facebook and Twitter and all that, Electric Fan Cave, and I'm at Nerds Rocket on the Twitter if you want more of this nonsense.
Can people ride this rocket?
Ooh. You gotta buy me dinner first.
Ooh, that's easy.
I feel like I've presented a terrible version of myself in this, and I'm going to live to regret it.
No, not at all. I'll treat you right, like Pat Benatar.
That's all I ask. I'm just waiting for someone to treat me like Pat Benatar.
Mm-hmm. She's got the shoulder shake, and she beats up pimps.
I shoulder shook just now. I just want you to know you couldn't see it, but I did it.
I felt it.
Good. You felt it. It was strong. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's me.
I feel oddly voyeuristic. Like, I'm listening and watching something happening that I shouldn't be. Like, I'm peeking in through a window. you guys, something's going on. Something's about to go down.
The black screen's coming down, Randy. Put in another corner.
This ain't no peep show.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man. You know, people go into those things and make sweet love, and you can watch.
I thought there was going to be more to that sentence.
No, that's it.
Any more could be incriminating.
Not that I know anything about this, but yeah, I saw it on online. How about that?
You people, you are just
the worst.
Just dirty birds.
We are.
Birds, yeah. On this podcast.
The worst.
It's much cleaner over at the Fan Cave. If these fellas are too blue for you.
That's because you're a lady. Two ladies.
I'm a lady.
Two yep. Ladies make a right.
As they say, as the saying goes. Wait down here?
I think so. I got nothing. I haven't contributed anything this entire show except the finder, and we didn't even talk about it.
George Stoltz. Wait, Jeff Stoltz, I mean.
Yeah, Geoff.
We love you.
You're the game.
Oh, yeah, I did the game.
Yeah, you did do the game.
Which Corey won. Congratulations. You're the champion.
Undefeated.
Yes.
Defeated champion of this game that I won by technicality.
No way,
you're basically the Floyd Mayweather of Geek Legacy Podcasts.
Yeah.
You can throw money at us and then beat your girlfriend.
Yeah, you're above the law.
Is that what Floyd Mayweather? Listen, you guys, I'm starting boxing lessons on Wednesday. Wednesday is my 30th birthday, and so I decided I've been watching a lot of Ray Donovan. And so I'm going to start taking boxing lessons.
I like
I'm
one step
closer. Floyd Mayweather is a boxer, right? I'm not
he
making
is.
That up.
He's a piece of shit, too. Fuck that guy.
I was like, maybe this is a non sequitur. I don't know.
Yeah, good. Happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I'm still 29 now. Yeah.
That's amazing. My 30th birthday was my all-time favorite birthday.
Really?
Yes.
I have a good feeling about it. I think 30 has been what I've been waiting for my whole life. So. Yeah.
You know, it's not bad. It's not as bad as everybody says.
And 30s, it's not as bad as you think it's going to be. 30s are your best years. No matter what anyone tells you, 30s are your best years.
Yes.
Good. That's what I like to hear. I'm feeling on top of the world, you guys. And I'm going out on a high note. My second to last day of being in my 20s, I'm here on the Geek Legacy podcast with you fine gentlemen. I couldn't ask for anything more.
You got some low expectations. Maybe your 30s won't be so
I think we've already been through this.
Yeah. Just got to take her to dinner, remember?
Oh, yeah.
A fucking value meal. I got coupons and everything.
Damn.
Cheap night.
Better do it the next day or two, though, because Justin will lose interest once you hit 30.
I like the older women.
He's Matthew McConaughey. And
they have the experience. I don't know what I'm doing. I just stick it.
You just let it happen around you.
I rely on the girth to do the job.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. I'm a lady. You can't talk.
You are a lady. This is true. You're a fine young woman. Uptown all the way.
That's Justin's kiss of death.
Oh, God.
Ooh. Well, you know, to slightly change the subject, I'm going to throw a few plugs out there.
Oh, sure. Plug it up! Stick your fingers in the dike!
First of all, I want everybody to listen to our special edition Star Wars Force Friday podcast. It's not part of our regular numbered series of Geek Legacy podcasts, but it's a special show that Justin and I did, where we're just ranting and raving about toys and talking with collectors that came out to do the Midnight Madness event. And I also want to plug the Long Beach Comic Con this weekend. If you are in Southern California, come down and check out Nonstop to Comic-Con. We are going to be screening at 1 o'clock on Sunday, September 13th. Check it out.
And say hi to Randy and I, because we like you.
Are you going to be taking questions after the show?
Yeah actually, David and I are going to be up on stage. We're going to be doing a Q&A panel after the movie. So if anybody is coming to watch it, be sure to think of a question or bring some rotten fruit to throw at us, or whatever. Whatever you want to do, we will be there to field your questions.
Throw your panties up at the stage. They'll wipe the sweat and then give it back.
Yeah.
Gross.
No way, that's awesome.
Okay.
I love used panties. People buy that shit.
I know. That's a thing.
Mm. I sell them.
There you go.
Yeah, we sell all the ones that are thrown at us, and then we sell them. Yep. it's how we fund the next movie.
Oh, God.
Well, great. I'm excited. I hope people bring you flowers, like, at the end of, like, a play.
That would be amazing, but I can guarantee nobody will.
Dave's
now I'm not.
Someone will now.
Is your mom going, Dave?
It depends. My mom was going to go, but we had baseball that day, so it's going to be tricky for me to get out there, and so she probably won't, but they were planning on going. But I don't know. I guess they'll play it by ear.
She's so sweet.
She loves you both as much as she loves me.
Wow.
Every time I see her, she asks about you guys.
That's nice of her.
That's big time.
She's my favorite.
Oh, yeah. She's our biggest fan.
She is. She's a delight.
She is a delight.
You can probably hear her all the way in Seattle talking about, oh, my baby and his friends, they got this psychic legacy. It's so wonderful. You guys got to check it out. They see movies, and they're so funny.
She has a southern accent in Seattle.
No, sure not.
She thinks that we're Christian Slater and pump up the volume, and we just ride around podcasting our podcasts.
Got our phone in a warehouse.
Yeah.
That's how we do.
Well, great. I hope she's doing well, and I hope she makes it.
I do, too. But I'll tell her to bring you flowers.
Are you going to set 2 tickets aside for her at the window and then look out into the theater and see empty seats and then be sad?
Just be all sad.
Be sad the entire time.
It's got like a reserved.
Yeah.
Tragic.
That would be tragic.
It would.
Just like our show. Thank you for listening to the Geek Legacy podcast. Remember to visit geeklegacy.com for all your geek news and reviews. Whilst you're there, check out the other podcasts that we have on the podcasting network there. You got the Comic Corner, hosted by Jeff and Tyler, where they review comics currently on their pull list, as well as have fun best of interviews. You also have the Pixelated podcast, hosted by Stephen K. Janes, SKJY2K15, and myself. And we talk about the video games and the highlights in video game news throughout the week. Always fun and festive. And also, remember to like us on Facebook. Follow us on the Twitter there, at Geek Legacy, at Pixelated Pod, and at Comic Corner. Corey, thank you so much for joining us. I hope you had a wonderful time.
I did.
All right. Remember
thank
to check
you.
Out. Yeah, no problem. Thank you. Classing up the joint. As Dave says, Remember to check out the Electric Fan Cave podcast. I'll have a link to it in the description, so feel free to click on that, subscribe, listen, enjoy, and share it with your friends.
That's right.
Yeah! And you have an amazing week, and we will see you next time. Thank you.